Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He'll be appearing on September 13th at the Wells Fargo Center. The pre-sale for tickets starts today in just about half an hour, 10 a.m. today, with the Password Radio, WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com. The great Sebastian Maniscalco is out of line with us. Hi, Sebastian.
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
I got to tell you, Sebastian, like 4 or 5 years ago, my son said to me, you got to see this guy. He's unbelievable. And I have been a huge fan ever since. You are extraordinary at what you do. And we have the Borgata in common. And you kill it there. That you sold out 6 event center of events there a few months ago. Is that right?
Yeah, for whatever the reason, the Borgata seems to be a hotbed for me. I actually think thought about getting a apartment in Atlantic City the way the tickets are selling over there. But yeah, it's been great. You know, I mean, been doing this for 20 years, and gradually, you know, the fan base has increased, and it really started to increase about 6-7 years ago when I started incorporating my Italian family into my routine, and it seemed that a lot of people gravitated towards the you know, having this overbearing Italian father and growing up in that environment. And you don't have to be Italian to get the humor. It's just, it's basically centered around family. And it seems to be people are enjoying it.
All right, but Sebastian, way back at the beginning, did you ever envision that you would be appearing as a solo act in an arena like the Wells Fargo Center?
No, I mean, that wasn't the goal. The goal when I came out in 1998 in Los Angeles was just to simply make a living doing stand-up comedy. It's the only thing I really enjoyed doing. It was making people laugh, and that's all I wanted to do. And now here we are, you know, performing in front of 19,000 people, and it's crazy. I never thought I would be in an arena doing stand-up, but you know, the demand is such where we figured, yeah, let's try these arenas. I did one in Toronto, and it turned out great. And what I do when I come to an arena, I put the stage in the middle of the arena. So I'm kind of it's very intimate. I know it's very large, but it seems to be very intimate when you put the stage in the middle. So it's been great, and I can't wait to come in September to Philadelphia, which has always been good to me. I started out at the Helium Comedy Club there. Doing comedy, and gradually, you know, people caught on, and here we are.
But are you more, I mean, you're a Chicago kid, Sebastian, but are you more popular in Philadelphia than most other places, and if so, why?
Well, it's the Philadelphias, the Bostons, the New Yorks, the New Jerseys, the Connecticuts, the Chicago. It seems to be they gravitate towards, I don't know if it's my attitude or it's the material itself, but those places, people tend to come out more so than, say, Dallas, Texas. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I grew up similar to the way that people grew up in those cities, and they seem to have those shared experiences that I talk about in my act. But, yeah, man, Philadelphia, for whatever the reason, I mean, the people there have a lot of passion for whatever they do, and I believe that I have a lot of passion in kind of what I do, and it's a kind of a good marriage.
Well, you got something that you do. I've watched a lot of comics over the years, Sebastian, and you do something I've not seen anyone else do as well. It's act out the material you're working with. That you literally, I mean, you perform. You literally perform what you're doing. Is that something that you started with, or did you develop that over the course of the last 20 years?
Yeah, no, that's something that I had a little bit of right when I started out. But as I got more comfortable on stage, what a lot of people don't know is, like, when you go on stage for the first time and you're trying to find yourself as a comedian, what you're actually trying to do is find your true self, how you are kind of in front of your family and friends. And it's really hard to do that right from the get-go. So the more comfortable you get on stage, the more you start to be yourself. And when I, you know, when I'm around my buddies or I'm around my family, I tend to get very animated and use my body in explaining a story. And over time on stage, that started to come out. And then I noticed that the audience really was receptive to not only the jokes, but like you said, me kind of acting them out and telling a story through my body or my facial expressions. And I don't want to do too much of it. I mean, I think I do just enough so it doesn't seem like I'm up there constantly flopping around. But I enjoy it. I enjoy doing it, and it just gives you a little added something to the act when I act it out and people kind of see it all happen on stage. So yeah, it's something that happened over time.
You get nervous before a show?
Oh God, it's not so much nerve. It's a little bit anxiety. I get it more when I go on like a late night talk show than I do like an arena show or a theater. Just because the late night talk shows you only get like 4 minutes, and my act is more like a souffle. It's got to have some time, you know. 4 minutes is not enough time for me to kind of get into the groove. So I get a little nervous when I do TV, just because it's just a different environment as far as trying to get your comedy all out in a short amount of time. But I don't really get nervous. It's more like it's all before I get on stage. Once I hit the stage, there's nothing. There's no nerves. It's pretty much I feel really, really at home.
I don't want to say discover, but you were advanced in your career by the great actor Vince Vaughn, right? Is that the Chicago connection, Sebastian? How did that come about?
Vince Vaughn I met, ironically enough, at a small bar called Dublin's. It was an Irish pub that used to do comedy, and used to be one of the hottest comedy nights in Los Angeles. And Vince Vaughn was kind of backstage hanging out with comedians, and then we ended up getting introduced, and we had that Chicago connection. We started talking Chicago sports. He was a big Bears fan, Bulls fan, and we start talking sports, so we had that in common. And then, just kind of friendly with him a couple other times. When I saw him, we shared a mutual friend, and next thing you know, I get a phone call from his people saying that he wants to take me and three other comedians on the road and do 30 cities in 30 nights, and we made a documentary out of it. It aired in the theaters, and then went to DVD and had like somewhat of a cult following, and kind of catapulted me into headlining small comedy clubs and got me out of my day job, which was waiting tables at the Four Seasons Hotel in Beverly Hills.
Wow. I hope I'm not asking a question out of line, Sebastian. Did you see Vince's new movie, Brawl in Cell Block 99?
I didn't. Is that where he's bald?
You got to see this movie. Oh, I'm telling you, Sebastian. You got to see. I've been promoting the hell out of it for like 3 months here in Philadelphia. Right? It's the going to go nuts at how great this movie is. I'm telling you.
Is that right?
Oh, it's amazing that he discovered you. You haven't seen it yet. You got to check it out. It's on demand. You love it. Just a little tip there. I want to ask you, though.
Now you're making me feel bad.
No, I didn't mean. No. I can't get anybody to see it, Sebastian. And I'm telling you, it's awesome. That's all I'm saying.
Doesn't bode right. well for
but
the
you know
film.
What? I'm going to tell you something, though, right? I watch you perform, and I think he could do a great movie. Look at all the people that were in comedy who moved into the movie thing. Have you done a lot with that, or do you see that as a future thing?
Well, you know, last year, man, I did three movies, and this is something that I thought I wanted to get into TV and do my own TV show, which I did a pilot with Tony Danza, loosely based on my life, called Sebastian Says, which never got picked up. And after I did that, I'm like, man, I don't know if I like the schedule of TV, and I don't know if I really like doing that. So I concentrated more on the movies, and I started putting my energy in. And that, and then I booked this movie called The Irishman, which is directed by Scorsese and stars Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, and Joe Pesci. It's the story about this guy Frank Sheeran, who supposedly killed Jimmy Hoffa. And it's a true story, and I play the mobster called Crazy Joe Gallo. So, yeah, one of my first movies I've ever booked was this movie. And here I am the first day going to the set, and my first scene is with Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci. So talk about that. That's where I got nervous. Forget the comedy. This is where I started sweating.
You started at the top with that one, I'll tell you. And you wrote a book, Stay Hungry, correct? There's a book out now with you?
Yeah, I wrote a book, Stay Hungry. It came out 11 weeks ago. It's a memoir about my life. It's kind of a culmination of essays, funny essays about, my last 20 years in comedy. It's kind of inspirational. It's just about a book about being patient, about pounding the pavement, working hard, and trying to succeed no matter kind of what obstacles get in your way. And it seems to be inspirational, which I didn't set out to be an inspirational book. I didn't want to say, hey, I'm going to inspire people. It's just kind of my story, and it turned out to be a book that people really enjoy.
Sounds fantastic. Sebastian, everybody get out there and make sure you get the pre-sale tickets for Sebastian's show on September 13th at Wells Fargo Center. Sebastian, it's been an honor to have you on, my friend. You're entertaining a lot of people. You're doing great work. Thank you for doing this today.
No, you got it. Thanks for having me on and supporting me, and I will be in Philly in September. Thank you.
And you do feel good that the Eagles won the Super Bowl, right, Sebastian?
Oh, yeah, I had a huge party.
Love it. Thank you, pal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.